Here's one more bit of evidence showing how our country is changing. The Census Bureau says that for the first time, more poor Americans live in suburbs than in cities. That is a big change for suburban officials who've long considered poverty an urban problem. NPR's Rachel Jones traveled to the suburbs of Des Moines, Iowa, where a regional effort to rethink social services is underway.
The biggest problem for the suburban poor can be summed up in one word: transportation.
Okay. It's messy. It's not like dirty, but it's messy.
On a snowy 20-degree Iowa afternoon, even a battered 1991 Plymouth Sundance is a godsend for Kimberly Schaefer.
Oh boy, it's got paint on some of it. It's a little bit white some places and rust colored on the top. Yeah, but it's not too loud and it runs, and it was only $75. So.
It cost $75?
Yeah, so I can't register it, but I got the car, right?
Schaefer's a 26-year-old divorced mother of three. She's heading home to her apartment in Altoona, Iowa, 12 miles from Des Moines. She just finished a training class at a local nursing home. When Schaefer signed up for it last month, she had no way to get there each day. Then a friend sold her the Junker sitting in his front yard. Schaefer knows the car doesn't exactly scream suburban soccer mom in a suburb like Altoona.
They like to pull over cars like mine there. Doesn't do much for the tourist, you know, attraction.
And after just 3 weeks, the financial realities of car ownership are kicking in. License, registration, insurance. So far, it's already cost about $800 that Schaefer can't afford.
Because I'm trying to get done with my school and I have all my kids. And
in Altoona, only two buses go back and forth to Des Moines each day, one at 6 a.m. and another at 6 p.m. And when low-income workers like Schaefer need help with things like housing vouchers, utilities, or job training, they have to go to Des Moines to get it. All over America, more low-income families are migrating to suburban areas for cheaper rents and jobs. But emergency help for the poor can be hard to find outside a big city's borders.
I mean, it's like everything kind of happens a little slower. It takes a little longer to get to this community.
Carol Bowden coordinates emergency housing for the West Des Moines Human Services Agency. West Des Moines is one of the more upscale suburbs in the region. When Bowden's agency started in 1979, it served maybe a couple of hundred people. Today, it provides housing, food, and transportation for nearly 5,000. And Bowden says her agency has had to pitch in for some other suburbs.
So you're talking about Urbandale and Clive and Windsor Heights. So it's opened its doors, expanded, because those communities don't have any social services, so they're all referred to this department.
Ever so slowly, suburban officials are starting to recognize that shipping people off to downtown Des Moines won't solve the problem.
I think the facts and what our intuitions are and what our impressions are haven't really caught up with each other yet, you know.
Robert Brownell is a supervisor for Polk County, Iowa. Last year, he was appointed to a committee that's trying to decide whether to move the Central Iowa Homeless Shelter. It's in downtown Des Moines now. Officials think it needs to be somewhere that more low-income families around the region can get to. Brownell says he's getting an earful from people all over Polk County. They don't want the shelter in their neighborhoods because they don't see the need.
The vast, vast majority of us, at least in my district, but probably all Americans, have a very strong safety net of family and economics and education. And so we're not likely to fall into some of the homelessness and the poverty and some of those things.
But Brownell says he needed to know what those things were like. So a few days before Thanksgiving, he checked himself into the Central Iowa shelter. Brownell sported a 9-day growth of beard and a ratty wardrobe he'd pieced together. He was on his own, and he admits, scared.
My impression of a homeless person was more of one of the people that lives in the campgrounds, you know, dragging cans around behind them and going through dumpsters, and they're just bums, basically.
Just one overnight stay changed Brownell's mind about the homeless.
There is a population within this population that wants to climb up out of it. You know, they want to get better. They want to not be homeless. They want to have a job and they want to get back on their feet.
And if that's going to happen in suburbia, officials have to make sure that low-income working families get the support they need. Rachel Jones, NPR News.